I've created a situation where I can't actually see how much time has elapsed. This might be a problem, it might not, but it will definitely be a problem if the bomb explodes. Did I mention the bomb? I probably didn't mention the bomb. See, I am here in this dark room, and there's a bomb in here with me. I know that because the bomber called me up on the phone and said, "Hey, there's a bomb in that room, and you should really go in there." And so I went in the room, and then bang, the lights went out. So I'm in a dark room, and I know there's a bomb, and if he turned the lights out, he probably was being serious about that bomb. But maybe there is no bomb, but there's like a sniper or something in here. That would be a problem too. I haven't been shot that I know of. Well, sometimes you get shot and you don't know. You just kind of bleed out before you recognize it. But I don't think I'm bleeding. And there might be a bomb in here. So, how would you go about finding a bomb if you can't actually see the bomb? Well, if I had an acute sense of smell, I might be able to use my nose to sniff out the plastic explosives. Well, I'm not a dog. I'm not descended from dogs. I'm not a dogkin. I'm not even like a dog furry. I'm just a regular old dude. So I can't really use my super nose powers to sniff out this bomb. The other thing that I could do is if I had super hearing, then I might be able to hear the tick, tick, tick of the clock mechanism. If it used some sort of clock mechanism like that, but I don't really have super hearing. My hearing's a little damaged from too much loud music when I was younger. And, well, I don't have that going for me. What else can I do? Well, what other senses do I have? I have a strong sense of value. I like things to be good and true, and that's not really going to help me find a bomb, because even though the bomb goes against my inner sense of value, I can't really use that to either find or defuse the bomb. So that doesn't really help me at all. Now, I might use my swimming ability if I were in a pool and it were some sort of, I don't know, pool bomb. But when I think of pool bomb, I think of somebody like dropping a number two in a pool, which is really disgusting and should really never happen. But that's what I tend to think of anyway. And it's definitely not one of those kinds of bombs. How am I going to get rid of this bomb? I don't really know. But I'm in this room, and I think the doors are locked, because when I came in, I left the door open, and someone closed it, and I heard a little ticking sound that may have been like a key in a lock. And if I found that door didn't open. Maybe it was a wall. Maybe I didn't really find the door. That would be cool, right? I could actually get out if I just found the door. But I think it was the door. And I think it's locked. And I think I'm stuck in this dark room with this bomb. I don't know what to do now. So, I guess I'll just sit and wait to be blown up. I could bang on the door, but everybody else already evacuated. I mean, we were told there was a bomb. And, you know, maybe someone else would find me before the bomb blew up, but maybe they're working on getting the lights on. Maybe the police cut the lights so that the bomb wouldn't go off. So if somebody turned the lights on, then the bomb might blow up and I might die. I have no idea. All I know is I'm in a dark room and there's a bomb with me. Sitting here is not that bad. It's better than being blown up. It reminds me of when I was young, hiding in the closet, just kind of sitting, waiting for things to finish blowing up outside. But all you can do is wait. Maybe things will blow up worse. Maybe things will quiet down. Just wait. I used to bring a toy with me, though. I don't think I have one of those. I don't even have my phone. What happened to my phone? I had my phone earlier today. I bumped into that guy. That guy probably stole my phone. Was he the bomber? I didn't get a look at his face. Huh. Well, so, I guess I'll wait some more. I wonder when this will be over.